This is Vermont Edition. I'm Mitch Wertlieb in for Jane Lindholm. Opening tomorrow night, the Middlebury Actors Workshop performing a very funny French farce. It's called The Metromaniacs. And earlier this week, two of the actors in the play, Andy Butterfield and Jory Raphael, stopped by our studios to perform a couple of the scenes from the production. Andy started by providing some background on the farce.
The Metromaniacs is a play by David Ives, and as he says, it's a comedy with five plots, none of them important. This play is a play of poetry and love and language. You could almost say it's Dr. Seuss for adults. I play a character named Demi. Demi is sort of a rock star poet of the time, and he's in search of love. Jory, who are you playing?
My character's name is Durant, and I'm an old friend of Demi. We are just meeting up for the first time after many, many years. I am, in some ways, the opposite of Demi. I'm not poetic in any way, shape, or form. I am described as a jock, as self-proclaimed stupid.
Yeah, and so in this first scene, this is Durant has discovered that he needs a pastoral poem to impress the woman that he's in love with. And Demi, being a poet, is working on a poem as he enters, and Durant wants some of that action.
We don't need our scripts. We should have this memorized. We're opening in less than a week.
Descend, O muse. Unbind thy winding wimple. Show us thy face in rosy beauty cupped.
Dummy, it's me.
No, don't interrupt. Never before have I been so afire. I am a rhyming, chiming, sliming. Well, not sliming. Choir.
I'll tell you this, you're not a clairvoyant.
Monsieur, will you please cease your... Christ. Durant? It's been 10 years. How are you? Where have you been?
I thought you went to law school. Didn't get in?
Oh, I got in, then fled those dusty hallways. How's your old man?
Still blustering, like always.
Your father treated me like your lost brother.
I think he loves you more than my own mother.
But why are you here? Don't tell me. Some romance.
Dummy, this one's the one. Don't look askance. A girl celestial, not some dumb coquette.
Her name?
I'd rather not divulge that yet. Not till I've won my father to my side. He's got a legal gripe against my bride.
That's all that stands between you? Strife back home?
There's worse. My future wife's a metronome. Maniac, I mean, about which I know nada. And now I need a poem as my armada.
Here's luck, then. Poetry's my new métier. What would you like, a sonnet? Rondelet? Haiku? Too arty? Limerick? Too cheap?
I'll tell you what I need. Something with sheep.
Friend, I'm so intimate with sheep, it's astral. I ought to bleat my ballads, I'm so pastoral. A Georgic or an eclogue?
Take your pick.
Here's one half-written that might do the trick. Dithyram to a lamb.
Great.
Sweet but weighty. I only need to plug in your fair lady. So who is this maid? Enumerate her charms. I'll hang a twangling lyre inside her arms.
You know I've never been too cool with words.
Friend, she's waiting on her woolly herds. Just... free associate. Pour out some stuff.
She's beautiful?
Stop there. I have enough. Yes. Good. Fantastic. It's a little rough.
Thank you. Gosh, sorry to deplete your stock.
This quiver's full of arrows, chock a block. And may I say, continuing the argot, that my own shafts have found a worthy target.
You're hinting something.
Am I?
Don't tell me.
Take a whirl. Yes, I've also found a girl. Celestial, too, if we're being adjectival.
Wow, that's terrific. Wait, have I a rival? Who is she?
You won't name your lover true, so why should I? Oh, all right, here's a clue. She's here right now, beneath this very roof.
Yeah? What's she like?
You might call her aloof. Her distance, though, is part of her appeal.
Damnation, his girl's got to be Lucille.
I'm sorry?
Does she like poems?
She writes them night and day. She has the time up there all locked away. I picture her right now beside her cow.
Her cow?
She loves me.
You know this how?
The site where we two meet, Parnassus.
Damn!
I'm sorry?
Boy, you are a lucky man. You know our host here has a well-read child.
Does he?
He's toying now to get me riled.
If you want more, I'm Cupid at your service.
Let's see if budding rivals make him nervous. Yes, now I think of it, she said, dummy.
What is all this, to be or not to be?
Sorry, so, tell me, do you know our host?
He shadows me like some adoring ghost.
Why don't you introduce me just for kicks?
What, Frank Lou and you? You'd never mix. The man's a dilettante, a would-be poet, a dime store rhymester artist, quote unquote. Oh, he's a lovely man. Don't get me wrong. Generous and open, sunshine all day long. But then in middle age, he gets this itch. And now he writes the world's most hopeless kitsch. Oh, sure, he'll say he wrote it for a laugh, then make you sit through every lumbering gaff. Tonight we're putting on his so-called play. But wait, I sense him coming. Run away.
This next scene takes place a bit farther on in the play, and as is typical with French farces, there are a number of cases of mistaken identity. In this case, my character, Durant, is still in love with Lucille, but he is convinced that Demi is also trying to woo her. Demi is, in fact, trying to woo someone he thinks is Lucille, who is not actually Lucille. It gets a bit mixed up here and there. And he has just discovered that his notebook is missing, the notebook that contains all of his poems, and is convinced that Durant has stolen it.
Wait. It's gone. Durant asked, well, how's that for goings on? Who'd ever think my friend was such a louse he'd steal my poems for his prospective spouse?
Monsieur, I must request you leave this house or meet me with a weapon in your hand.
It hardly suits a thief to sound so grand.
I'm a thief.
Hand it over.
Hand what?
My book.
Haven't seen it.
Kleptomaniac.
Crook.
Oh, I'm a crook?
With more than rhymes to steal, so hand her over.
Hand her who?
Lucille.
It's true that we're in love. What's that to you?
To me, the man she pledged her future to?
My Meriadec.
What is a Meriadec?
So you don't know.
Know what?
You'd better check.
Look, I am sick and tired of being your dupe, yours and our hosts and all your comic troupe, who've hatched this plot to make of me your butt.
I didn't know you knew Lucille.
You what? Look, we had a friendship. Now you'd see it bleed.
She loves my poetry. You can hardly read.
Oh, really? I?
Name any writer. One.
Well, William Shake. Spool. Shaft. Steen can be fun.
I think the facts speak for themselves, my friend.
What are the facts?
I'm hers, you're not, the end.
You staged all this. It's part of your campaign.
Staged that? For what?
For reasons, clear as crystals. But what's this here? A pair of dueling pistols? Pick one and die, or else forever rue it.
I've never faced real death before. I'll do it.
And what have we here? A grove designed for duels.
How do we do it? Do you know the rules?
Take three steps and fire is how the precept runs. Is this thing loaded?
I'm inept with guns.
Never mind. So, prepare to enter history.
Thus goes Demi to face the final mystery, to cross the transcendental Hellespont.
Mother, remember me, for I was...
Durant?
Durant. One, two, three.
Bang!
Damn! That's right. Go on, smirk. We'll try again, this time with guns that work.
There we have it.
And if it's clear, the guns didn't actually fire.
Yeah.
Now, some facts. The Metromaniacs will be performed by the Middlebury Actors Workshop from tomorrow night through Sunday at Middlebury's Town Hall Theater.